You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Is Reece James really injured again, or is he a frozen FPL asset? Welcome back to Game Week, an unprecedented time for fantasy football. Dan Pryor is here with me, Matt Dyson, analysing events. I mean, the stuff going on with Chelsea is insane, isn't it, Dan? Will it affect their performance on the pitch?
Well, it didn't look like it did yesterday, did it?
Well, they were playing Norwich.
Yeah, but even so, obviously very secondary importance category given the sort of weight of world events. But
yeah, exactly.
It's I don't think it would affect my picking Chelsea players in terms of form. Maybe you could not pick them as a morale issue, but a morale or moral issue.
You'll be surprised. Yeah, the morale is probably quite low now. You'd be surprised to learn that the Fantasy Premier League website hasn't updated the shirt sponsor. They've still got three on their kits. They should have some sort of government slogan now. Now they're owned by the government, like one of like Boris's latest hands face space things or something like that, or some reminder to do your self-assessment before the 31st of January. I don't know what they're going to replace the sponsor with, but it should be government-based.
Do the government technically own it, or is that still
for now we own it? So basically, Romelu Lukaku is being nationalised. We all own a stake in him. So I want to start. I want to sell it, and then we'll just take all the profits, and we can never hear from us again.
Aren't they technically like 1.3 billion in debt? So we technically would be all getting.
Yeah, we just inherit the debt. Oh, typical, isn't it? Yeah, typical Boris. Yeah. We'll inherit the debt. So we should really talk about the double. It was a good a double for the Dodger, the Salah Dodger, Dan. Very nice double for the Salah Dodger. Of course, you captained him, as per.
Risky. Took a risk.
He took a risk by captaining Salah.
Captaining someone who's not on a double, that's risky.
Is it? Yeah, I suppose so. But he's Mr. Reliable normally. But he wasn't this time, was he? He got subbed off. He didn't like it, did he? Got a bit angry when he gets subbed off. He wants those FPL points. But the average was 68, Dan. What did you get overall?
I got 74, was it? 73. And I spent 4, 73. So 69 technically, which
no jokes 69
from you.
69 prior. They won't be. Do you want to ask me how much I got with my...
No, I was just thinking we could move straight on to a preview.
The average was 68. I almost doubled the average, 128 points, Dan. It's the best I've done in... possibly years. I mean, things have never gone so well. A captain, Coutinho, who was on fire. I mean, I think he only got 2 goals and an assist, but he got quite a few bonus points and is in amazing form at the moment. So that worked out well for me. I bought in Reece James, which initially worked out well for me, but now it's not again. Because his hamstring's fine, but he's now got a muscle injury in his other leg and probably won't play again this month by the sounds of it, which is really annoying.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a risk to play him so early.
It was possibly a risk to bring him back in, but look at his performance in the first game. I mean, he was just absolutely on fire. 18 points Burnley away. Oh, goal and an assist. I was loving it, mate. Loving it. And then Ryan Fraser did well for me. I switched Willock out for Fraser last minute, the cheaper option of Fraser, and he's still doing quite well up at Newcastle. The only annoying thing was I put Mane on the bench because in favour of Livramento. I thought, how bad can a Southampton defender do in a double game week? And it turns out he can do pretty badly. So it was a really silly decision. He got me 1 point where if I'd have just played one game Mane, then I would have been all right, wouldn't I? But, you know, still... little nitpicking, really, when you've got a 128-point haul. And after the wild card comes the bench boost, obviously, Dan. Your wise, sage advice, I'll be following to the letter going into this next game week.
Weeks in a row? Is this going to be 3 or 4 weeks in a row of playing chips?
I'm using chips until they work, yeah. The triple captain failed, wild cards worked, so now I'm going all in.
Did you free hit as well?
I did, yeah, you're right. I did. I used one of my free hits.
Four
in a row.
I think
I've gone... I'm splurging. I'm just on a splurge, mate. I'm throwing chips at the problem, and it's started to come out all right. You throw enough chips at the wall, some of them stick, it would appear, because finally my wild attitude towards this game is paying off.
Well, congratulations on breaking into the top million for the first time probably all season.
Yeah, nice. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah. But I planned it with the next double in mind, obviously. It's like a sensible person. So it looked like the Wolves, because I think we both picked that. We picked similar three Wolves players, didn't we?
Well, I had Kilman and he got rested in the second game, which is
Kilman
very annoying.
Was rested in the second game.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's not normally rested either.
No.
Is he? Saar looked like he'd had a disappointing double, but then he did keep a clean sheet in the second game, which was, it's the least he could do. So he got 9 points overall. I think we both had Huang, who was all right.
Seven's all right from Huang. It's better than Brogia.
Yeah, Brogia has not done well, I'd say, for anyone, really. And a lot of people jumped on him. Southampton's double, very disappointing.
They've completely gone off a cliff, haven't they, on form, which is odd because they looked really, really good for so long there.
I know, I don't understand them really. I can't get my head around Southampton. They're just a bit frustrating, but the kings of the game week, if you look at it, it's a fairly decent, it's sort of an almost an achievable wild card squad. I mean, the king of the game week was Matty Cash, which I don't think anyone would have predicted.
Did you know
Poland wing back?
Did you know that Matty Cash has become the joint fourth highest game week scorer of all time?
Has he? Now that's a good stat, Dan. That's what we come to you for. Love it.
29 points.
I've always known that Matty Cash was amazing as he came through the.
Which why you haven't got him. Right.
Came through the youth academy at Forest. No, everyone had Digne, didn't they? In terms of the Digne's just had quite a disappointing start too.
Well, he had COVID.
He's had a disappointing start to his Villa career. Yes, I haven't got Matty Cash. I never said I had him, but I've known of him.
Him and Salah have both had 29 before. Kane and Yaya Toure both had 31 before. Do you want to guess who's top?
Yaya Toure, was it? Wow. Yeah. So what, more than 29, was it?
29, Salah and Cash. 31 for Toure and Kane.
Would it be Lampard or Drogba, perhaps?
So an Englishman in the 09-10 season. 32 points.
An Englishman? No.
Give me one more guy.
It's not Michael Owen, is it?
No. It's Wayne Rooney.
Oh, Wazza.
Yeah.
Of course it is, yeah.
I think these all might have come in after the 3-point, captain type rules, because there was a year when I had Defoe captain and he scored 5, famously.
You always bang on about that, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that would have Yeah, so the rules have changed. The rules changed. The numbers changed, didn't they?
Yeah.
So these stats, you can't really compare and contrast.
And I don't think all of these are from doubles either. Obviously, Cash's is.
Well, exactly, because that makes a massive difference, obviously, doesn't it? Yeah.
So there's a little stat for you.
Very good stat, Dan. Thank you. I love FPL of yesteryear. I just get very excited when people in the FPL community post up their old teams from about 10, 15 years ago. And you see some old names on there, some people that used to deliver back in the day, like Lampard and Drogba. It was a golden era for fantasy football when those two were playing together. Who would have thought that Callum Chambers of Aston Villa would be in the team of the week as well, Dan, with 20 points? I mean, that's unexpected. Then James is in there. Chalabar got 17. I think he played both, didn't he? Which there was quite a bit of rotation at the back.
Rudiger. A lot of people had Rudiger as well.
Because I got Rudiger and James, so that was annoying. Havertz was, I suppose with Lukaku being so poor at the moment, Havertz has come in and did very well in the double with 26 overall. Mount got 16. I think we discussed him being one of the main options. Very disappointing first game, but he came good in the second. KDB got 18 points in his single game against Manchester United. Two goals and an assist, wasn't it, for KDB, the FPL plan destroyer. Yeah. Getting back in on him, Dan? They have got a blank coming up in game 30. But
they said that he'd never scored in a Manchester derby, I don't think, before that game, so he did well there.
Coutinho got 23, Ings got 20, and Tony got 17. I'm annoyed because I was blinded by the doubles. I put it in my diary on my phone to get Tony in for the easy run of Brentford games months ago. But obviously Norwich away was always going to do, but I didn't think he'd do quite so well to get a hat trick. Two of them were penalties.
Listen, I was really hoping you were going to say you actually kept a diary and it was going to be like
a diary.
Today,
dear diary.
I didn't pick Havertz.
Early March, they have some very easy fixtures for Brentford. So bring in a couple of Brentford players. No, I put it on my phone reminder.
But not in a narrative way. Like, dear diary, Dan is doing so well at FPL. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's really annoying me. What has happened? It feels like there's been a shift in the universe. He's very smug and annoying.
Coming from old 120 odd here.
And this week's reminder I had was sign Sun and Wood. That's who was part of my plan.
Are you losing your mind? Don't you just put them on the watch list? You've got some sort of memory issue. Memento. Christopher Nolan.
I'm at the FPL Memento. No, I like to remember. Obviously, I've got a watch list, Dan. Don't act like you've always had a watch list. I taught you about the watch list. But yeah, my watch list is packed. I need to, if I have a key signing, then I put it on
this way.
In case I don't forget it. I think it's a sensible system, Dan.
Right.
So, yeah, I was like, Wood is off the mark, which makes me wish I had signed Wood, but I haven't. Instead, and I may live to regret this, I've gone quite Spurs heavy.
Can I just say before you go on to... did you see the little video that Chris Wood... they said he hasn't lost a game that he's started yet. And he said, touch Wood. He touched himself.
His wood,
No, he didn't touch his wood, he touched himself.
I know, I like that. I mean, if you were called Chris Wood, you'd use that joke quite a lot. It's a bit of a dad joke, isn't it, really? Touch wood.
Yeah, but then what? Everyone else will start doing it. It would drive you nuts.
What, touching him?
If they go, blah, 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 touch wood, and then they're going to grab him.
Hope that happens. Well, you've got to be near him at the time. It's going to
you might seek him out. How close are you to wood?
Probably some sort of penthouse flat in Newcastle, I'd imagine, some ways.
Dodgy HR cases at Newcastle with this sort of business going on. Everyone trying to seek him out and give him a grab. Just
trying to touch him for good luck. I mean, he hasn't had that lucky a start to his career at Newcastle, has he, really? So I don't know whether we should be touching him just yet. But and the games coming up for Newcastle are Chelsea away. Obviously, there's going to be no Chelsea home fans at that game, apart from season ticket holders as well.
No away fans either, though.
Yeah, and no away fans, which is that seems to be punishing Newcastle. It's the battle of the dodgy rich owners, I suppose, isn't it? Chelsea and Newcastle.
Yeah, you can make it.
Who will the Saudis be the next to be sanctioned?
You can make it sound like WWE and then, make it a triple threat. Oh, my God, City are coming down the aisle.
Exactly, yeah. They could all be next. They'd almost be quaking in their boots. And then Newcastle away Everton, and Everton, I mean, talk about form falling off a cliff. My Lord. What is going on with Everton?
I mean, I watched that
Dele,
game.
Dele Alli, eh? You've got a feel for Dele Alli, haven't you?
That's the worst.
Must have been loving that.
Team I've seen Tottenham play this season. There wasn't. I don't even know how much of it was about Tottenham playing well. It was Everton were diabolical. Like, so it was just shocking. And we both know an Everton fan, Andy Bush, and I didn't really take any great pleasure in seeing him the next day after that. I just couldn't believe how bad they were.
Yeah, I mean, his life as an Everton fan, it's just a constant roller coaster, isn't it? Oh, yeah, great, we've got a new manager, happy times, and then it's back to just being awful again. I think it's time they just got relegated now. I mean, they've had their fun. They've rode their luck. Get down to the Championship with your new Riverside Stadium and see how long you stay there for.
I don't mean they're getting that stadium. I think they had a Russian car owner.
Oh, they're going to stop it now. Good. Well, good, because it was going to get flooded within about 20 years anyway, wasn't it? So it's with the rising water levels. It's not a great time to be buying by the sea, is it? By the river even, but near water in general. It's a bloody floodplain, man. But yeah, Dele Alli's face was a picture, wasn't it, after that?
Yeah, he got a lovely reception.
No, I mean, did he? He wasn't. But at least he was wearing a kit, not his weird clothing. Which was good, but at the end of the game, I just saw his dejected face, thinking,
"What have I done to the North Stand to say farewell to his fans?"
Oh, did he? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. Are you about to do the unthinkable and say that people should buy Doherty?
Yes, I am. But then, is he a regular in the squad? So I think it's a worrying signing that I've made. But
Have you got him? You went for it.
Well, I mean, his form is just sensational. He can't be dropped. I was looking at Sessegnon, the cheaper option as well, who's a real bargain, but he's just got injured, hasn't he? He's got an injury.
Yeah, it's out for a good month.
I mean, 4.3 is a real bargain. He's discovered that form that he had when he was at Fulham, by the looks of it.
Not a great deal of clean sheets for Spurs this season. I think about 10.
No, surely, can you just confirm that he's not going to rest or rotate Doherty? Because form he's in, surely he has to start every game at the moment.
He does tire, but the alternative is playing Royal, which isn't a very popular pick for Spurs fans. Wowed us at the club.
Good.
Seems borderline inept. So I think he probably...
Really? Wow. 32 points in his last two game weeks, Dan. I mean...
Yeah. I'm torn between getting him and getting...
Can you not get him?
Because of the fact that they can't keep clean sheets and the...
Aren't you, Dan? Kulusevski.
Yes. I've got Son and Kane.
Well, you can't have four of them.
I've got to get Burren out and then get Kulusevski in. It was him or... It was him or Doherty, but now that Burren's injured, it's kind of made the move for me. Yeah. I know that everyone's getting Saka, but I don't like those Arsenal fixtures.
Yeah, I was tempted by Saka as well, but
Leicester
went with
Liverpool.
Based on the Spurs fixtures looking more likely to get them goals than the Arsenal games, I thought that Arsenal double looks fairly tricky for them. Yeah, I think it might be a trap, because they're at home, but they're playing Leicester at home and Liverpool at home, so they're not easy fixtures, are they?
No.
But I was thinking Lacazette, though, because Lacazette seems to be finding a little bit of form, if it's not
nice
goals,
assist.
Getting assists and stuff. So it was either Saka or Laka. But I've decided to... against both of them. I've decided to backer Kulusevski instead. So I've gone for the two obvious Spurs signings, Kulusevski and Doherty.
Isn't the two obvious ones Son and Kane?
Yeah, I couldn't afford Son in the end because I was going to get rid of Coutinho and then bring Son in because I was already...
Oh, I've heard this. A lot of people have
heard
this.
But because Coutinho's in such
so
form,
well.
I can't sell him because he was in Last Chance Saloon with his captaincy, so I can't get rid of him there.
Fair enough.
I sort of scuppered my plans a little bit.
Loyalty players.
Well, yeah, you got to when they're in form, haven't you? And, Kulusevski seems like he's done pretty well since he started at Spurs, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's, and he's chipping in with actual points, which is nice as well. But
does he play? Is it part of a front three he's playing?
Yeah, he's still playing where Lucas Moura was playing before. So, yeah, he doesn't seem to be popping up in good places. I have seen, I can't remember if it was which game it was, but he's been put at that Doherty role during a match before when Doherty's had to come off because he's run himself ragged. So I think he'll be all right as a pick. And obviously they're one of the two, is it them and Arsenal that are both playing, having a double and then play on blank 30?
Yes, exactly. So that's what it's all about, isn't it? Planning for blank 30. So we'll keep our three Wolves players. I'll have three Spurs players.
Yeah, same.
And then maybe a couple of, maybe an Aston Villa and a Leicester for that blank.
Couple of Villa I got, yeah. I think that'll be it. I think I'll have a full squad.
Will you? I don't think I'll have a full team out unless I break the bank, but I don't think it's worth it, really.
In fact, I'll have enough to even have people on the bench. So,
It's all worked out well for you in this blank with only.
The injuries permitting. Okay, well, congratulations on your.
Yeah, thank you.
I messaged you, didn't I, before the game week started? With a screenshot of the free hit that I had put together.
You were gonna do the free hit, but yeah, I mean, that's, you do that just to cover your back, don't you, Dan? I mean,
no, I've never done that before.
You didn't do it, so it doesn't matter. You know,
Coutinho, and it had Havertz in. Would have been a great team, and James.
It would have been an amazing free hit. Yeah. Unfortunately, you didn't play it, did you, Dan? So these,
I don't think I would have ever
live and die by
captained.
I thought you should have done it. I think no, it was. It felt like a fairly risky move, to be honest.
I mean, I'm just literally going on supposedly greater double game weeks ahead, so we'll see. To do the announcements, couldn't we, of what's coming up a bit more, because it's hard to plot ahead, especially for stuff like bench boost.
We could do
who are you captaining this week then with this double?
As soon as possible.
The magic man.
Well, I mean, it's either going to be Mane or Kane, I think.
Are you going to write a note on your diary first?
I don't need to for that. Only for the signings, then. Only for the key signings.
All right.
You know, I like to just to make sure I'm on top of things. You know, if you're not organised at this game, Dan, you'll come a cropper. So, you know. Anyone else out there who puts reminders on their phone about transfers, get in touch with hashtag FPL memento.
Right, that'll be two people. I've got a little conundrum of playing whether I play Hwang or Broya this week, because way to Everton have been awful, but they got the Goodison factor supposedly, and then Broya and Watford have been terrible, but Broya's at home. What would you say?
That's a tough one. That's really hard, actually, isn't it? Well, I've still got Che Adams, and I would be putting him in my team, but I'm playing a bench boost, so this problem doesn't really exist for me this week.
I think
a Southampton striker could get more goals, but like you say, maybe Everton will react in some way against. I just can't see Everton scoring many goals against Wolves, if any, to be honest, but it could be goalless.
Hard to call, isn't it, with the performer of both being quite inconsistent. But
yes, indeed, so who are you going to captain?
Salah's there, isn't he, with Brighton away, Arsenal.
No, my God, you've got to stick with him.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going
on roulette... It's a good double for Liverpool.
You're on roulette and you know, five blacks have come up in a row, you're going to bet on red, aren't you? So it's the same sort of thing. It's he's had a couple of blanks. Mm. He's had a blank in midweek in the Champions League.
Exactly.
So surely sooner or later, Salah doesn't go five games without scoring, does he? So
he doesn't, no. So same with Broja. It's Broja, isn't it, really? I mean, he's good. He's got to come good eventually. Because he does appear to be a decent striker.
We'll see, I guess.
Well, I'm sure you'll stick with Captain Obvious for yet another week, Dan. And we'll be back on the other side to preview the blank. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Preview in a blank.
Wait.
I mean, it's another stupid game week, wasn't it? it's going to end on Thursday, so we're having to keep having these Friday pods. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, it's annoying, isn't it?
But anyway, well,
we are slaves to the fixture list.
Speaking of doors and wheels, which is there more of in the world, Dyson? I mean, it's I've seen Spurs had Kane going off on one about
I knew you'd have a view on this, but I'm fairly sure it's wheels. But
right. I mean, I'm a doors man myself, so. It's...
Oh, you really? I knew you would be. How do you justify that?
Buildings.
Yeah.
The only way wheels get to look at is if you go into things like
and all the wheels, the internal cogs. Yeah, cogs,
yeah. That's wheels, the cog. If you say a cog is a wheel, what about an advent calendar?
What? An advent calendar hasn't got a wheel in it, has it?
No, it's got loads of doors.
Doors on it, right. Okay. Yeah, they're not doors, mate. They're just little bits of cardboard.
Hey, if you're having cogs in clocks, then I shall have that. Yeah.
Well, the debate rages on. What was Harry's view? I mean, I'm fascinated.
He's very, very pro doors. There's a 3-minute video on his first Twitter account where he rants about how doors are everywhere. And he starts looking at them in the building that they're in. Look how many doors there are here, he says. And he's Matt Doherty, bless him, asks, so which one was it? As if someone's actually calculated it and here are the results.
Oh, right, yeah, as if someone's gone around and counted them.
Yeah, he went, so which one was it in the end? And it's
I've never wanted to go to the Tottenham Hotspur Twitter feed until now, so that's
I look forward to seeing what trolling you put in there.
Yeah, wheels, you idiot. Oh, there they are, yeah. And that old Davis is having a chat about it as well. I can see it on the video.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they're discussing...
Maybe they heard it on Absolute Radio on your...
Well, it was on the social ammo section, that's right, yeah. I lead where everyone else follows, Dan, yeah.
Yeah, it was only like 3 days old when you put it on.
Hey, look! Well, look how late Spurs were to the party. They put it on 22 hours ago.
Yeah, they probably had a weekend off.
Positively boomer-esque with their lateness.
Well, on that note,
just read it on his brother's Facebook page. Probably.
Hopefully, I have
his brother agent. Yeah.
Hopefully, I have a wheelie good game week, and you get out the back door with yours.
Yeah, oh, lovely. I hope you haven't worked on that. That is available as a non-fungible token if you want to buy that one. Get them while they're hot. Get them on. Hit us up on the blockchain, whatever it is you do. Right, Dan. See you later, mate. We'll see you soon. Remember that it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.